Hello, my name is Rosie White. I work at Northumbria in the humanities department and I teach a lot of stuff to do with gender and feminist theory.
Okay, and I'm Anna Maria Horvat. I am a first year PhD student at Northumbria, and I'm studying representations of sexuality.
Okay, so the thing that we wanted to talk about for this short podcast is just about the F word, and by the F word, we don't mean that F word, we mean feminism. Because, in a sense, for a long time, I think, certainly during the 90s and the early 2000s, feminism was seen as something that people didn't want to identify with. It was somewhat unfashionable, even in university courses, arguably. Women's studies courses were disappearing. But now it seems to be having a resurgence. You know, Emma, is it Emma Watson?
Yes.
Has become this UN spokeswoman,
Yeah.
and made this very famous speech. We have Beyoncé using this big light lit up word feminism in her stage shows. So suddenly feminism's acceptable. And let me just confess, I am now over 50, so I have a very kind of long history, and not necessarily a good history of sort of, thinking and talking about women and feminism. But Anna Marie, you're much younger than me, so how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm incredibly happy that okay, so on the one hand, I think it is becoming more popular, and I think Emma Watson in particular is an excellent spokesperson. For anybody who hasn't seen her speech at the UN, I would really recommend it, and I think she makes a very, very good case for why feminism matters for both sides, so why it matters for men and why it matters for women as well. However, Beyoncé in particular, I think, is a very problematic example because she uses feminism in a way that's catchy on stage, and then, for instance, she'll have a song that talks about violence against women in a sense that is very, very anti-feminist. And I think celebrities right now either fall into a camp that they're unwilling to identify as feminists, or when they do, they're like Beyoncé. They'll put it on stage when it's fashionable, and then they'll move on to, I don't remember the name of that song. It was something to do with Tina Turner.
I don't know. I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, it referenced the movie about Tina Turner and her being beaten by her husband. In a way that was not at all critical. I couldn't believe that an adult woman would actually put that lyric in a song, and it's supposed to be, I don't know what it's supposed to be, sexy, romantic, something. I think that testifies very well to the fact that feminism is still quite unpopular with some women. And I think the.
Do you think also, though, that feminism's been sort of used as a word and it's kind of entered sort of popular discourse and it's
Yes.
being used on stage in that way, but it's come to mean a whole variety of things? And I suppose for me, feminism sort of very much is about the second wave sort of movement in the sort of 70s and 80s, and campaigns about violence against women, against violence against women.
Yes.
And all sorts of women's rights kind of issues. But I think now it has become more popular, and that's a good thing. But also, there's a sense in which there's no right way of using it. But are we saying then there's a wrong way of using the word feminist?
I think there is, and I think it's wonderful that from your perspective, you think it's become more popular. From mine, there's a lot of women who say, well, I'm not a feminist, but I believe in equality. I'm not a feminist because I have male friends. Well, I'm a feminist and I believe in equality and I have male friends, and those two things are not opposed to one another, but they seem to be perceived as though they are. The Tumblr campaign Women Against Feminism was something that personally, I find it terrifying.
I mean, it seems almost like an oxymoron. You know what I
Yes,
mean?
it
That
does.
women against feminism, why? Feminism is about, helping women, supporting women. Why would women be against feminism? It
Exactly.
seems to me often that when people in the popular media talk about feminism, sometimes I don't recognize what it is they're saying. That it seems to
Yes.
be almost like the media has constructed from somewhere this kind of cartoon image of a feminist, and I don't recognise it.
Yeah, and that image is aggressive, she's man-hating, she's violent, and she nitpicks.
Okay.
So
she's basically just a very annoying woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Who hasn't been, quote-unquote, right. able to accept the fact that the battle is already won.
Oh, I see.
And that's something that, that's exactly one of the things that was mentioned on the Tumblr campaign. Women said they weren't feminists because they didn't need to complain. They already had equality and they didn't need to make themselves victims. Wow. Well, I really...
Well, the statistics just don't exactly. bear that out. I mean, we're still paid less.
Yes.
You know, we still progress less quickly through any profession. Mm-hmm. You know, there are all sorts of ways in which women are still subtly, perhaps, being mm-hmm. disadvantaged, but still... very publicly being disadvantaged.
Yes. Sorry, go on.
No, that's kind of...
On all sorts of levels. Yeah. In advertising as well, the way we're raised, the way we're raised to look at our bodies. Mm. I think it is an enormous amount of progress has been made. But I think anybody who thinks that the situation is perfectly equal is willfully ignoring what you mentioned, the wage gap. The frightful amount of violence against women.
Yeah.
The fact that we're still not always comfortable walking the streets alone at night.
Sure.
Or most of the time we're not.
At this point, I'm just thinking, we've been talking for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now we plug the festival.
Okay, yes.
So we're talking about what feminism means,
mm-hmm.
what we think it means. But if you come to some of the events at the festival,
mm-hmm.
And you'll find details on the website, presumably where you found this podcast, you'll be able to sort of hear more about it and also say what you think feminism means now.
Yes, so. And we would invite anybody who is maybe not even inclined to identify as a feminist,
yeah,
that's
sure.
also fine. Any sort of debate is encouraged, and feminists are different. It's not some sort of monolithic entity where every woman thinks in the exact same way, or every man. So please do come to the festival.
Come and join us. We're recruiting!